Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. As we approach the end of Family Month, we are reminded that as parents, it is our responsibility to teach our children the truth about God's Word. And it is important that we do so with discernment, understanding, and wisdom. Knowledge is the accumulation of facts. And yes, we need an education, and we need to be able to assess facts and figures. But Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 says, "By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established." Why? Because just acquiring knowledge is not enough. God teaches us to go a step further. Wisdom is the practical and spiritual application of knowledge. Parents who make a difference teach their children how to apply the facts to life and to work. And they also understand that school is not the primary source of a child's education. They know that a successful child is never fully educated until he or she knows the ways of God from His Word. So, who will teach our children wisdom? Who will teach them about the Word of God and things like truth, purity, integrity, morality, and honesty? As parents, it is our responsibility to impart the wisdom of God at home. If we do not teach them diligently, the truth about God, about Jesus, and about God's Word, who will? We must commit to being mothers and fathers who make a difference by imparting wisdom into the lives of our children. However, in order to do this, we ourselves must know the truth and must be passionate about what we believe, because we are competing against messages from social media, music, friends, peers, and so much more. We have to be persistent and consistent as believers and must teach them with conviction. Remember that we are not only responsible for this generation, but for those that follow. Our legacy will live far beyond ourselves and our children. Please join us next week.